Check him out on ESPN.com. Birds Insider for ESPN.com. And 97.5 The Fanatic. He joins us on a Football Friday. T-Mac, season hanging in the balance here. Can the Eagles go down to New Orleans and shock the world?
Shock the world. That's the term that Carson Wentz used, at least shocked some people after the loss to the Cowboys, saying that, hoping that the team can regroup and go on a little bit of a run here. Obviously, this is a heck of a way to start it, going into a hostile environment in New Orleans against arguably the best team in football and trying to pull out a win while being kind of shorthanded. What I can say is that the energy's been good around here, maybe the best I've seen it all year. And the way that Doug Peterson put it today is that the players have been reading about the criticism that he rightly thinks has come down on the team and are using that as fuel. And so I think they're in the right mindset, and then it just becomes a matter of whether they, you know, have the physical ability.
He's going on the dogs again.
They like the dog mentality around.
I got to tell you, Timmy, I got no time. Like, you the criticism, where's the culpability from the coaching staff? His scripts have been, they've been rotten. I'm trying to be nice. They have not worked. His scripts haven't worked. The only time they move the ball is when Wentz, they're forced to, and they open it up a little bit, and Wentz has more control. And then Schwartz, don't get me started, because we've talked about how Schwartz has let them down.
Yeah, well, I would say we've been exploring that, especially with the scripts. I think that you're right on, and that they obviously haven't been effective. If you look at the total scoring in the first quarter this year, 21 points. That's total in 9 games. It's a league low, as opposed to last year when they were tops in that category, scoring like crazy, getting up, and that really sets up their entire formula where they can run the ball down the stretch, and the defense, which is predicated on letting the front four get after it, they haven't been able to because they've been chasing as opposed to being the ones that are up. And so,
yeah, this drives me nuts. Dak Prescott needed to be pressured. All right, and I know that he doesn't want to do it, but I got news for you. With the back end the way it is, you got to pressure Dak Prescott. That loss was on Schwartz, and he refuses to acknowledge it and refuses to take culpability and sat there in front of you guys the other day talking about, well, I don't know about turnovers, we're just trying to get off the field. He's full of it. His scheme's getting exposed.
Yeah, I think that all these different coaches and personnel, I mean, I think you can say that it's partly on Schwartz, but when the team also scores only 3 points in the first half, I mean, they've been having offensive woes as well. And one of the solutions could be to just, I don't know if it's get away from the script entirely, but certainly get into your tempo package quicker.
Yes.
Because I think that Wentz really thrives in that, and this offense, yes. You know, it seems like it takes, you know, a full quarter for them to get, you know, the pedal onto the floor, and they might as well just start out that way, especially against this team.
Yeah, you're so right. I kept begging for tempo. When your team's listless or can't move, and they look listless in the first quarter last week, when are you going to shake things up? He never shakes it.
Adjust.
Like, come on, my man.
Yeah.
You know what? Let's go. No huddle. Let's go. Tempo. Let's go. Get Carson. Enough of the RPOs, all right? You don't need every other play to be an RPO. It's barely effective when you have no backs and you got Wentz as your quarterback who can go down the field.
Yeah, it's almost like they haven't gone out of the offense that Nick Foles was operating in enough.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
That's where Foles thrives in. And also the RPO game was kind of fresh to the league at that point, and it was looked at as innovative, but you know, defenses have really been studying that up, and Peterson even spoke to that this week, that it's harder to have success in the RPO game because defenses dedicated a lot of their offseason into trying to solve that, and I'm right along with you. I'd argue that's not really Wentz. That's not where he thrives.
How do we see that?
And
the brilliant football minds that won a Super Bowl, I don't know how, can't see that's not Wentz. It drives me insane, Timmy.
Yeah, it's taken too long for them to unpack and adjust, I think, here. You know, they've had some things working against them personnel-wise. Okay, you have a quarterback that's coming back week 3 in the season and different parts that haven't been around. So there's things that are working against them. But I obviously, kind of across the board, the coaching grade isn't nearly where it needs to be.
We're talking with Tim McManus on the Comcast Business Hotline from ESPN.com. Speaking of unpacked, Tim, two players in particular I want to get your thoughts on. One being Tim Jernigan getting into his first game this weekend, apparently, and the other one being Golden Tate, who hopefully has that bags unpacked now and can play more than 18 downs in this game. First of all, what can we expect from Tim Jernigan from a snap standpoint in playing his first game? And Golden Tate, will he be a bigger part of this offensive game plan?
I'm not looking at it as a slam dunk that Tim Jernigan's going to play in the game. I mean, if you kind of parse Peterson's words today, he said that Sidney Jones is closer than Jernigan. Jones is going to play, but if he's going to play and Jernigan is, you know, further back somehow on a Friday, that says to me, well, maybe he's not going to be in the game. It seems like they're going to see how, you know, the next couple days goes, and when we'll see how it unfolds. But obviously, if you can get him back in the rotation, they've been kind of thin on the interior of the defensive front, and if he can come back and provide you something, that'll be a boost to them. As far as Golden Tate goes, they've incorporated him more into the tempo package, which is a positive. I think that we're going to see much more of him this week. You know, the fact that he only got 29% of the snaps.
It drives me insane.
Coming off
you got
bye
plenty
week.
Of time. Exactly.
You know,
exactly,
and you saw
Tim.
How much Amari Cooper and those guys got involved kind of right
yes.
out of the chute for those respective teams. That was a little bit head-scratching. And especially because Tate, is by all accounts, is like super bright when it comes to absorbing
yes.
football. And
he's a bright,
you know.
bright guy, bright player. You're so right. Timmy, is Teron Armstead looks like he's not going to play. He's banged up
That's
for
right.
the Saints. That's a big advantage, man. He's
yeah,
a
no,
player.
No doubt. They have, I think, Bushrod's going to go in. He's a 12-year vet and take over that left tackle spot. Certainly it'll be a drop-off from, one of the better tackles in the game right now in Armstead. And so I think this game really, I mean, ultimately, you can say this a lot of weeks, but I think it certainly applies this one, is, how is the defensive front going to do against what looks to be a hobbled offensive line for the Saints? I mean, that's where this game turns, right?
Yes.
You can try to point a million different ways on how they can pull out a win, but I think the most realistic one is that if, you know, that defensive front can get pressure and make it tough on Breeze, that's the only way that you're going to be able to stymie this operation that runs at a real high level, man. So I think that that could be a potentially real significant thing in this game.
It's funny because this is the week that I would actually employ Schwartz's scheme. Like this is the week. Like, you don't want to blitz Breeze because he'll just chew you up, and he gets rid of the ball so quickly. So but this is the week where, all right, let's see. Let's try to get organic pressure.
Front four.
And let's protect sticks and try to get a couple stops. It's like a basketball team looking for a stop when you're playing that team because you're so prolific.
Yep, and the spotlight for me also goes on Sidney Jones, this highly touted pick. Ooh. That they were going to take, you know, really high up in the first round if he wasn't coming off of the Achilles. He's been dealing with injuries again this year. Now he's healthy and in a position where he's going to be playing on the outside, his natural position, in a huge spot. And so, you know, kind of setting expectations for a guy that hasn't had a lot of reps and coming off of injury is tough. But at some point, you just have to say, you know, this guy that I invested in needs to show up for me and needs to put forward kind of a, you know, if not a star performance, a high end performance, some, you know, take away one of the receivers, make it tough on Drew Brees. They're obviously desperate for that right now with their two starting outside corners down. So for me, this is a big spot for Jones, man. I know he's coming off of an injury, but he's got to produce in this game.
Right on, brother.
Hey, Tim, you mentioned earlier that it seems like the vibe down there is certainly ratcheted up. Why has it taken this long in the 4-5 record to ratchet it up? And is this team capable of coming out and playing with a lot of pride? Because that's what it's going to take this week. They're going to have to come out there as a prideful group and get it, if they have any chance of getting it done, and kind of mitigating that loss to the Cowboys with a win over the Saints.
A couple things there. So, the further that this season goes on, and having experienced the Super Bowl run last year pretty close up, now I marvel at what the Patriots are able to do year in and year out, because you see the mental and physical investment that it takes in order to do that. And then to flip your mind and your body forward, like in a snap of the fingers, and do it all again and have the same intensity level and the same kind of physical commitment is hard. So that's not an excuse for this team, but I think it's a reality in football. So I think that's part of what they've been working against. And then Jason Kelce spoke to it this week about accountability, about losing some critical guys, whether it was to retirement or free agency or via trade, guys that were in that locker room that were critical and making sure that everybody was buttoned up and everybody was in a good mind frame. And so I think that that's been hurting them as well, along with some of these injuries that they've had. But clearly they relish the underdog role, and they're in it for really the first time all year. Peterson yeah. tried to force it a couple weeks back, but this is yeah. the first game that they're not favored to win.
Yeah, by the way, they're a healthy
so let's see
dog,
if they respond.
Too. The only thing I blanch at, Timmy, is like, oh, it's the criticism of the fans. Like, what, are you serious? Like, you know, you played horrible. The coaching hasn't been there. The focus hasn't been there. I don't understand how, like, it's the criticism, it's the fuel. How about your own pride? Give me a break.
Exactly.
That narrative.
Yeah. And that accountability and word. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's the media, I think, too, is really a favorite target. They like.
Oh, I love that, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's your fault for asking Jim Schwartz a real question that he doesn't want to answer because he knows he's exposed.
I mean, God bless him, though. It worked for him, right, last year. So
yeah,
maybe they can do it again. But certainly they've been hearing it. They've been feeling it. And just watching practice yesterday, I mean, they were running around with the type of energy that probably should have been there all year, but you hadn't really seen to that level. And so I'm as curious as anybody to see if it translates against the next one team on the road on Sunday.
All right, Tim, prediction?
What do you think? I got a weird feeling they're actually going to win. I got a weird
It's a weird league, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange league, and psychology is a part of this sport, and I don't think there's any question about that. And so I think they for sure have the psychology going for them. The only thing is I think that Peyton's really good at establishing a mindset on his team's side. And yeah. he's been, I just kind of talking to people that have been around the Saints this week. You know, he's been really kind of hyping up the fact that this is the champs, that they're wounded, that this is the Super Bowl team, and kind of planting that seed to make sure that they don't kind of take this opponent for granted. So I know they're playing the psychology
game. And he's a good coach. He's a hell of a coach, too. He's a hell of a coach.
Hey, Tim, enjoy it, man. Safe travels. We'll talk to you next week.